Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's see if these next five, six callers can vote for somebody else and defeat Obama as the greatest liar of the last 20 years. Andrew, thanks for holding. Go quick, please. Who do you think the greatest liar is?
I'm going to have to add on to Obama. I feel bad now. It's just too easy to do.
Well, don't let me prejudice your vote. That's one. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to share a quick story about delusional California. I live in a place that needs jobs, and Walmart, who I'm no fan of, came in and said they wanted to build a distribution center. The environmentalist said no because the pollution the trucks would cause is terrible, but everybody's happy because we have a decommissioned military Air Force base, and Google is coming in to test their driverless cars and their balloon internet.
Which will get rid of the people being able to have jobs and is being used to control us. Great point. Thank you so much for calling. Great point, Andrew. Mercedes! Mercedes in Oregon, you're on the air.
Yes, my vote is, and this is the only time this person's ever getting my vote, is for Hillary Clinton, because as Timothy pointed out, you know, there are a lot of women that are not, you know, holding up to the values of the Constitution and doing business deals, but, you know, that you're asking me to, like, find Waldo when everybody is Waldo, you know? It's like, everybody is corrupt. Everything's false. We have to, like, work on that basis, you know, keep... We have to find the solutions and keep promoting those and arm everybody with the truth of what is going on, so no one can be in this, you know, denial anymore.
And great point. We have to wake up out of our slumber and admit the hoax. Have a great weekend, Mercedes. Carl in Virginia. Carl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a really difficult one. You see, Satan is not human, and he's the father of lies. Barack Obama, greatest human BS artist there ever was, it seems. And then runner-up to him would be my cousin Hillary Clinton.
She's really your cousin?
Well, she's my 11th cousin once removed, and George W. Bush is my 10th cousin. So that would probably make Barack Obama a distant cousin to me also.
No, it does. They're all interrelated. That's true. Wow.
Bush, because Bush is cousins with Barack.
Very, very interesting, sir. Thank you. Okay, so who's your vote for, Obama or Satan? Did he vote? Let's talk to... He voted Obama. Sean in Montana, you're on the air. I don't think Obama can be beaten now. He's the number one liar. Oh, good, good. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy, am I coming in clear?
You're coming in clear, buddy. Who are you voting for?
Right. Thank you. I'm over here in Billings, Montana, and, you know, for about a year, they've set up all these elk towers within, like, 2 years, and they have drones flying around out here, you know.
No, those don't exist. They called me a liar, then there's no drones.
What do they call that? Gasoline effect? Is that right?
Gaslighting.
Gaslighting. Well, Obama's definitely hands down the biggest liar of all time, I believe.
Well, he's certainly one of the most bold, but I don't know. Baghdad Bob's up there. Kim Jong-un says he makes the sunshine. I think that's, but it is approaching Kim Jong-un levels. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry I'm out of time with Sean and Chad and everybody. I'm just out of time. Real fast, Chad. Okay, he already hung up. I was just to see who he's voting for. Okay, drum roll, please, folks. Obama clearly wins it with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 votes. The runner-up is Eric Holder with 4 votes. Obama is the 2014 holder of the coveted Baghdad Bob BSer, son of Satan, father of lies, fraudster, scumbag, piece of trash, deceiver of humanity for telling super whopper lies. I personally think his minions tell even bigger ones. But whatever. You voted. It's your vote. Obama wins the coveted Baghdad Bob Fraudster Award.
Dude, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's hard to believe that it's already the second day of May, 2014, on this Worldwide Friday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, and I'll be back with an original Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Where to begin? Where to start? Let me just mention some of the stacks here. House GOP, Obama withholding emails is criminal. Finally, we're getting some of the proper statements that deal with reality. Finally, we're escalating up to the level of the globalist. Top general says we didn't even try to save American lives in Benghazi. That's because the plan was to kill those people there who had criticized giving missiles to Al-Qaeda, which we later learned about. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, they have now subpoenaed the Secretary of State, John Kerry, and I have those documents that we're going to be going over dealing with that. But the response of people like Jay Carney, we're going to play that clip coming up, the White House press secretary, is to say it is a right-wing conspiracy theory that basically Benghazi didn't even happen. ISA subpoenas Kerry to testify on Benghazi, and Carney responds saying it's, quote, a conspiracy theory looking for a conspiracy theory. No, you got caught lying about the emails. You got caught ordering the stand down, and it's all coming out. Here's the headline. Carney on Benghazi is a conspiracy theory looking for a conspiracy theory. You would have to ask the State Department about how they responded to FOIA requests. So they've been caught in their super Nixon moment, already on Fast and Furious, Solyndra, all the rest of the endless corruption. And now they're caught red-handed on this. I mean, Obamacare is a giant criminal boondoggle. But the Republican leadership comes out and says, hey, it's a done deal. It's for good. Stop complaining. 80% of you that don't like it, including most Democrats, you're going to accept it. It's, quote, here to stay. You will be assimilated. It's over. So that you just become helpless. If something is upwards of 80% or more negative, is a total ripoff, all these big corporations are exempt, it's designed to screw everybody, death panels, increasing prices, lowering care, on its face being challenged everywhere, and they say, it's here to stay, nothing you can do about it. Remember Baghdad Bob, that was his nickname, the Iraqi information minister? They ended up taking tapes of him and having best-selling DVDs sold online in 1993. I mean, in 2003. I even bought one. It's somewhere here around the office where there's planes flying behind him, 2 miles behind him, explosions, the ground is shaking. The American pigs have been defeated. They have been driven out of Iraq completely. Missiles firing, explosions behind him. I mean, this is wild. This is the equivalent of walking in and your wife's got a guy on top of her in the bed, no covers. You see everything going on. It's your neighbor. He turns to you and says, hey, Bob. Hi, I was over here checking your air conditioner for your wife. And you say, no, Jim, you're on top of her. You are having sex with my wife. And he gets off and he goes, that's outrageous, standing there naked in front of you. No such thing has happened. And this is just ridiculous. And you say, okay, well, what's that? What's what? Why are your clothes off? I mean, it would be hilarious. Redonkulous, I think is the word. If it wasn't so serious. Can you guys find online Baghdad Bob? I wanted to play some of him today for people that forget him. He's wearing a black beret and he's wearing like a camo outfit and he's up there going, ridiculous. Our forces have crushed the Americans and the coalition, driven them back, back, back. Yeah, yeah, there he is. Yeah, yeah, turn him up. He's in English. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what. It is just so, so incredible. You know what? We'll get him on for you later, folks. The whole point is that, look, we even have the DVD. I told you, they're not a sponsor. They haven't sold these in years, but I mean, I told you I own it. They somehow found it back in the video library. Baghdad Bob.
It's good, as you say, the traffic and everything. Their allegations, I think it's some kind of a cover to their failure. This is a fact, you can check it. One. Second, they are not in hold of any Iraqi town. They are on the move. As I have mentioned, they are deceiving their soldiers and their officers that aggressing against Iraq and invading Iraq will be like a picnic.
Is his last name Jay Carney?
A very stupid lie they are telling their soldiers. What they are facing is a definite death. They are trapped everywhere in the country. They are trapped in Umqasr. They are trapped near Basra. They are trapped near Nasiriyah. They are trapped near Najaf. They are everywhere. Because we will keep them on the move.
That's enough. Please turn off Jay Carney's father. These aren't even the good clips. Good job finding it in mere seconds, gentlemen. There are clips where he says they're nowhere in the country. We've defeated them, blown them up while explosions are going off. You ought to give this to the guys in the back for the nightly news tonight. We ought to take clips of Baghdad Bob saying the Americans are nowhere, they've been defeated, and then cut into Obama saying you can keep your doctor. and then cut into Jay Carney saying, listen, that memo that talks about Benghazi and talks about having talking points, those talking points are not about Benghazi. I mean, that is the same equivalent. Or Obamacare, here's another good one, has cut the prices of your health care. Or here's another good one. There is no $5,000 fine per employee if you don't get your employee's insurance in 2014, even though my accountant has us prepared, our CPA, one of the best in the city, to pay the fines this year. No, the Americans are nowhere in Iraq. They are defeated. I mean, this is like Hitler in the bunker as Berlin is burning, saying that none of this exists. Okay, we're good with Baghdad Bob for now, guys. Thanks a lot. That's good. We do have Carney, though, now for everybody, saying it is a conspiracy theory. He is the new Baghdad Bob. And again, I saw a CNN clip this morning. I've got to find it again. It was on the front page of YouTube of one of the CNN anchors. It's a blonde-haired guy. I forget his name. Going, this is preposterous. Of course it's about Benghazi in the memo on Benghazi. It's like saying my hands aren't my hands when I'm holding them up to you. This is the level of lying. But they're counting on you being so stupid that you just hear that Obamacare is free and you believe it. So here is Jay Carney on the conspiracy theory.
You would have to ask the State Department about how they responded to FOIA requests. I would again point you to the fact that, I mean, all you have to do is read it, Ed, right? Top line points, goals, that kind of stuff. The only mention of Benghazi in the email is a question about what's your response to a story by the Independent newspaper in the UK that says we had intelligence. In advance of the attack, it was ignored. Not aware of any actionable intelligence was the answer. And then what does it do? It cuts and tastes the same line from the CIA talking points that, again, was what Ambassador Rice used.
If it's not about Benghazi, why turn it over in a Benghazi suit? It seems
you would have to ask the State Department about their process for responding to FOIA requests. Again, you can just read it and then decide for yourself. As many people have now said and written, like, this is a conspiracy theory and first of a conspiracy.
Well, the conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over, right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request response.
So it's a bogus conspiracy theory from the GOP. Where'd you get these droids? These aren't the droids you're looking for. You can move along. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they say the economy with Cook numbers grew 0.1%, and they say that they added 203,000 jobs in new fake numbers. We told you that would happen. It's making everybody go from 40 hours to 30 or less. People are picking up other work. They're counting that as a new job. It's literally Planet Hoax with the White House doing nothing but shoveling total BS at everyone at a level never before seen except by Baghdad Bob. They say in North Korea that Kim Jong-un makes the birds tweet. And now they've got Ellen DeGeneres and all these others saying, Obamacare, quote, everyone loves it. It's made it so affordable. Oh, everyone loves it. Everyone should be thanking you, President Obama. No, everyone doesn't love it. Upwards of 80% hate it. The rest will hate it once they learn. They're just very stupid and still believe the con artist. So this is the reality of what we're dealing with. Ellen thanks Obama for Obamacare. Everyone's very grateful you did this. We are literally seeing a culture of pure baloney being shoveled onto everybody. And the elite are so disconnected from reality, they're like Kim Jong-un wanting a burnout, nobody, drug addict joke, Dennis Rodman to come hang out with him. I mean, Dennis Rodman's out of touch going. Kim Jong-un's out of touch wanting him there. Kim Jong-un, even though he has a haircut similar to mine, I'm making it popular, the Kim Jong-un. My dad was joking. He goes, you need to get your hair cut. Your hair looks like Kim Jong-un now. Actually, he is an extremely handsome devil. You know, he's actually the world powerlifting champion, Kim Jong-un.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Bill Clinton isn't even in the top 10 now of most ridiculous liars. Jay Carney and Obama are right up there at the top. But here's the question. Do they deserve the Baghdad Bob Award for 2014? Because Kim Jong-un, they claim he makes the birds tweet and the sun shine and is actually like a heavenly creature. So North Korea, this is a global contest. So I don't think Obama and Jay Carney have reached the level of Kim Jong-un yet. But They're getting close. They are getting close. So I'm going to open the phones up, and I'm going to ask all of you, where do you think the Benghazi investigation is going? What do you think is going to happen during the subpoena of Kerry? Will he try to refuse the subpoena? Is this the end of Obama? Because we know it was really a hit of Ambassador Stevens. We've confirmed that with inside whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee and other intel sources like Colonel Schaefer and others, who says he believes it was a hit. When I said the government was killing him and then kind of backtracked and said, well, I said it was a hit. We just don't know who. Well, the Al-Qaeda security force was hired to run security by the State Department and the Pentagon in Benghazi, which had been used that year as the base of operations to topple Muammar Gaddafi. Now they're using Libya as a base of operations to attack all of Africa, basically, or the central and northern areas. And then the Pentagon's moving in with AFRICOM to counter their own forces that were deployed. Again, they don't run them. They just bring them in, give them weapons, like a bunch of minions, evil minions, and Despicable Me. They run around blowing stuff up, missiling, shooting, flamethrowing, raping, murdering. And then later, the West has an excuse to come in and take over an area, and those guys load on C-130s, and they're flown out by the Pentagon and NATO to the next base of operations. And if you don't believe me, look up, quote, the airlift of evil, the Times of London, where 40,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda commanders, including generals, were flown out the month after the invasion of Afghanistan, paid in gold bars on C-130s to Pakistan to start the next operation of destabilization. There's NBC reporting on it, the airlift of evil. Why did we let Pakistan pull volunteers out of Kunduz? Let them. November 29th, 2001, 1 month after the invasion. September, October, November, about a month and a half after. See, my memory did not fail. The guys just search engined what I said. This isn't pre-planned, and it was there as I said it was. 98% of the time, my brain is still accurate. Sometimes I get stuff wrong, and you catch it, let us know, we correct it. But back then I'd go, look, NBC, Times of London, they had a special forces colonel went public to break it to the San Francisco Chronicle and said, look, we were loading them on C-130s with gold, and these were the people that were supposedly in the war. But the truth is we were just supposed to shell conscripts in front of the cities in ditches, and it was all for show. Yeah, they took 14-year-olds on average, stuck them in ditches. Our military would bomb them and kill them. And then the Al-Qaeda would stay in the cities and wait for the C-130s to land after the country surrendered, quote, load them on the aircraft, fly them out to start the next trouble. Well, now that's been done everywhere else. But finally, it's so public. And the military special forces and contractors, even the guys that are pretty amoral, that have been selected because they were willing to ship drugs in. And, you know, it's one thing to ship drugs into the U.S. so you can get an extra $100,000 a year or whatever, you know, for your girlfriend. It's another thing to give heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda when Al-Qaeda is laughing at you, saying you're a wimp and they're going to kill you. I liked killing you, Army and Marines, in Iraq, and we will kill you next. That's come out, they do that. And I've talked to the people who've actually been there and witnessed it. And you've heard Tosh Plumlee talk about it, too. Imagine you've got to go train and give weapons to guys that literally feel so guilty that they're even associating with you themselves that they tell you, I'm going to kill you when I get a chance. That's how dumb the globalists think you are. I want to hear from everybody. Who is the greatest BSer? Is it Kim Jong-un, Obama, Bill Clinton, Jay Carney, or Baghdad Bob? Or who do you think? Maybe it's that congressman who thinks that islands float so you can't build buildings on them like Guam, or they'll turn over because they float. They're not the tips of mountains under the ocean. They're floating phantasms, and if you don't believe that, you're a racist or a conspiracy theorist or worse. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think talking about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses. Just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning. As the war machine keeps turning.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have is a bunch of completely amoral, psychologically, spiritually bankrupt globalists at the top that are eugenicists, so they have a hatred of humankind. And then you've got all their mercenaries and minions and corporate frauds and liars who are removed from the actual death, suffering, disease, and wickedness, and who live in denial and have decided that they are God's gift for the planet. Most of these mid-level minions actually think they're doing a great job. You're not doing a great job. And the world sees through Baghdad Bob, Kim Jong-un, Jay Carney, Barack Obama, and John Boehner. When John Boehner says we'll change some of Obamacare to make it better, you cannot put perfume on a dead, rotting pig. You cannot polish a you-know-what. There is no use for any of this but to get rid of all of it. And to realize healthcare is screwed up because of the corporate interest that wrote Obamacare have already gotten government involved the last 50 years and ruined the best healthcare system in the world. If you don't like the way things are going, you don't get deeper down the same direction and think it's going to change. That's the definition of mental illness. And I know you know that, but they're sitting there with a straight face going, Congress has a 6% approval rating, but it's extremist and dangerous to not like the government. 80% or more don't like Obamacare, and the numbers are growing every day, but you are a kook and a racist and a bigot and a conspiracy theorist and a nutball because you don't like it. This Benghazi memo has nothing to do with Benghazi. It's a conspiracy theory. And even the mainline corporate whore media is going, excuse me? Even CNN is going, excuse me?
Like, this is a conspiracy and theory and spurs of a conspiracy.
So the conservative group comes in and says, we want Benghazi documents. The administration says, this is not a Benghazi document, so we're not turning it over. Right?
Again, I don't, like, this is a State Department FOIA request.
I mean, that is really a hard deal to put up with and face. But if you go back to Bill Clinton memo in the early 90s that the Western Journalism Center got, that's public from the library, admitted that we spent three shows on the last 2 weeks, because it's so important. It says, when they counter us on cattle futures, when they counter us on Vince Foster, when they counter us on sex scandals, when anybody breaks any of this, whether it's a mainstream news article or a new media article, we call it a conspiracy theory and say they're trying to make money. Well, of course we're trying to make money, just like any other media operation. We are in the type of media we're in because it's our passion and we believe in the Second Amendment, family values, property rights, national sovereignty, a court system that isn't corrupt, a police force that isn't corrupt, a military that isn't part of an empire, and then we need to make money to then build our media organization, pay our journalists, pay our reporters, pay our camera crews, pay our researchers, pay our accountants, pay our lawyers, pay our secretaries. And then, yeah, of course, we like driving a car that doesn't break down. Of course we like taking the kids on a vacation and buying the missus some nice dresses, but that isn't our God. If that was our God, we would have sold out to you to be paid 10 times more. But they try to make it about, they can make money, they can have media organizations, they can have Air Force One and red carpets and $2 million a night in hotels for Mrs. Obama or Mrs. Clinton. But oh my gosh, heaven forbid that there be any libertarian or conservative groups that are tax-exempt promoting pro-life or something. We've got to shut that down. Why, you just can't have anything. Heaven forbid that Africans ever have air conditioning or a car. Obama told them, that's bad. You got to stay poor slaves, not industrialize, and walk around in bare feet mining diamonds for De Beers and Oppenheimers, where they literally each person brings out hundreds of carats a day sometimes and then gets nothing and lives in an open tent almost starving to death with guys with machine guns over them so that men can go use a year's salary to buy their girlfriend a 4-carat diamond ring or she'll throw a fit if he doesn't. All the diamonds are blood diamonds. All the diamonds are evil diamonds. Do I need to play a clip of Obama saying Africans can't have air conditioning or a car? That's what they're teaching all the trendies in Austin. You're going to live in a 200-square-foot thing with your family. And then those of us that run the scam, we're going to live in big mansions in the countryside, and we're going to be exempt because our mansions are an environmental easement that the former mayor, now a state senator, grabbed and owns himself and runs through a bank. His name's Kirk Watson. And the same scams run everywhere. These people have 10, 15, 20-bedroom houses, huge rivers, huge lakes, skeet shooting, zip lines, 5,000 yards line over cliffs, just helicopter pads, and it's all rancher property they took. And then they sit on it in environmental easements, tax exempt, and don't pay property tax. That's just the local fake enviro crooks. The Rockefellers, look it up. The first national park, the first two national parks on the East Coast, there's PBS documentary about it, were their ancestral homes and 10, 20,000 acre homesteads. I'm talking thousands of acres like golf courses, folks. You think the French have big gardens, the French emperors, the French kings have those big gardens that were all manicured? The Rockefellers, I saw it on television, have one that went on for thousands of acres with all these sculptures, and it was the first national park, but it's private for them, and it's all tax-exempt. The helicopters, the palaces, they all control it. It's theirs. Yeah, they just pulled up the Rockefeller National Parks. And then there's little corridors where the citizens can drive that are fenced off, and then you can see some of it. All tax-exempt, everything. Warren Buffett, tax-exempt, all of them tax-exempt. I remember growing up in Dallas, my dad knew a lot of rich people, really rich people. And that was all the big joke. I mean, there's a lot of famous quotes. There was some famous billionaire woman, I remember, in the 80s, and she said, taxes? Rich people don't pay taxes, because that's the big joke. Growing up, my dad would explain that the little guy and the nouveau riche, that's French for new rich, they pay the taxes. A guy making $10 million a year that employs 5,000 people, he pays taxes. She pays taxes. When you hit into the elite club, you don't pay taxes anymore. How big of a hoax is that? You get your sports stadiums paid for. I've already been on this rant all week. I apologize. We're going to go to your phone calls. Yeah, that was Leona Helmsley. Great job, guys, finding it. That's right. She says, we don't pay taxes. Only little people pay taxes. She was 19, 20, 2007, was an American businesswoman. She was known for her flamboyant personality and had a reputation for tyrannical behavior that earned her the nickname the Queen of Mean. She was promoted by Bieber Silverman Group and its co-owner, Joyce Bieber, who persuaded her to call herself Queen of the Palace Hotel. Following allegations by unpaid contractors that work done on her home had been charged to her company, she was investigated and convicted of federal income tax evasion and other crimes. She was low level. Although having initially received a sentence of 16 years, Helmsley was required to only serve 19 months in prison and 2 months under house arrest. During the trial, a former housekeeper testified that she had heard Helmsley say, we don't pay taxes, only little people pay taxes, and saying that became notorious and was identified with her for the rest of her life. That was her because she worked for rich people. She was just nouveau riche, but worked for the elite, kind of like worked for a Madoff type group. That was her shooting her mouth off. But they burned her because she was such a big mouth. The entire ruling socialist party, this came out last year, in France, pays zero taxes federally. The EU bureaucrats passed a law a decade ago. They pay zero taxes federally in the EU tax. Everybody else does. And when they found all their Swiss bank accounts, because they were taking everybody else's Swiss bank accounts that was after-tax money, there was a big scandal, and no one got in trouble. They raised a 101% tax. Look it up. Just type in, France has 101% tax on people making over €1 million a year. That sounds like a lot, folks, but when you pay taxes and make, say, a million, that's about $1 million, you pay in France 78% federal. You add everything else in it. French making €1 million a year literally can't even live in a nice house. Taxes on some wealthy French top 100% of income. Reuters. Actually, it was over that. If you look at Forbes, they did the analysis, it was 101%. Of course, they were exempt. They were exempt. And they're exempt from all of it. If you're part of one of the inside parties, you just get left alone. And then you get big government checks from the middle class, and you get to live in a house for free and then get welfare money or a government job and get to go around bossing everybody around. And so the French middle class is stopping working. I know people that live in France, Brits and Americans, and they say the French more and more will not work. Why should they? Yeah, there's Forbes. French tax soars over 100%. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. Who is the greatest BSer of the modern age? Is it Baghdad Bob saying Iraq was never invaded in 2003, America was defeated, their information minister? Is it Jay Carney saying that no one's increased your health care prices, you can keep your doctor, Obama never said you could keep your doctor, and the Benghazi memo has nothing to do with Benghazi, and the drone program does not exist, even though it's public. There are no drones, and there are no 2.6 billion bullets. There is no government drug dealing, even though it's all admitted in Congress, and nothing's happening. And the attorney general, you know, says that he doesn't have to testify, even though he has to. I mean, who is the greatest baloney artist of them all? Who is the greatest Pinocchio? Who has the longest proboscis, the longest snout, the longest nose, the longest little air hole? Who has that? That's my question. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. We're going to get into all the other news, the baloney, employment numbers. Did you hear? Things are great. Yeah, because more than 15 million people, they admit, are having to get a second job, so they're going to count all those as new jobs. Even though they admit that 96, it's 92 million, but if you add others, 90-plus million Americans are not working. Women not in labor force hits record high. Miami's poor living $11 a day as boom widens wealth gap. Comedian Bob Schneider, if I pronounced that right, blast Obama. We are sliding very fast towards fascism. Daryl Issa demands John Kerry appear before committee over Benghazi. Disturbing. Disregard for legal obligations. Not a game. Boehner to form select committee to developing. GOP withholding email. Criminal. Brownhammer, like discovering of Nixon tapes during Watergate. It's 50 times worse. Obama official, dude, this was like 2 years ago. Pelosi, why we aren't talking about something else. That's all drudgereport.com. Let's look at Infowars.com. It's got a lot of the same stuff, but some other news as well. Wall Street killed peaches. Geldof, very important article about government drug dealing. Black ops, helicopters, buzz, Kentucky residents, there's video. Man arrested in FBI sting, found dead in federal custody. Boy, that's happening more and more. Oh, Alex was taken in for custody. He's dead. Mm-hmm. Who investigates it? The FBI. Why is the media silent about the crucifixion of Christians by radical jihadists? Very important article. Fed up freshman's white privilege essay goes viral. I apologize for nothing. Polls, Americans are sick of the war on terror, war on drugs, and all other failed U.S. wars. Carney will just tell you you love it. Company fires employee for tweeting that bigot Sterling had right to private opinion. That's right. You'll now be fired for saying, I don't like Sterling, but he has a right to his opinion. See, now free speech is bigoted. See? Told you it was going to that. Big banks started laundering massive sums of drug money in the 1980s and are still doing it today. Yep, that's okay. The police aren't allowed to investigate that. They're allowed to put all of us under suspicion with no proof. By the way, folks are probably asking why I'm wearing a security guard uniform today with the Bohemian Grove security patch. I will tell everyone at the bottom of the next hour why I'm wearing this and what it signifies. I'll just say Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins sent it to me, and I opened it up in the mail yesterday, and I've got to say, I love the way this shirt fits, and I'm going to buy some of these separately. I like the choice of Bohemian Grove Security. Why did Billy Corrigan give me a Bohemian Grove Security shirt and patch? My kids go to a homeschool academy, and I was dropping them off this morning at it, and people are like, what is that? It's a cool one. I went, you know, only 1 in 1,000 people would get it probably, so I better not even say anything. We're going to go to break and come back. Go to Woody, Jeff, Shane, John, Tiffany, and others if you just joined us. It is the Friday worldwide transmission. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and it will be an original transmission. I've been taking off some because of the holidays and family stuff. I had a sick grandmother and other things. I mean, I'm only taking off a few of the weekends, but the point is I don't like doing that, so we'll have an original transmission for you coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Briefly, spreading the word about the broadcast is the number one thing you can do. I'm risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything to do this, because I know we can beat these people. The only time evil can flourish is when good men and women sit down and let evil run rampant. Well, I'm a testament, 19 years on air, to wreaking havoc on bad guys, on scum, on globalists. I mean, they hate me. I mean, the White House memos is public. They pull their hair out. They hate InfoWars.com. They hate PrisonPlanet.com. The TSA hates us. They all hate us, and that's good. I want you to go on hating me. And, you know, if you knew you were fighting for your life and didn't have a choice and that somebody wasn't going to make it out of here alive, how hard would you fight, folks? Would you swing for the fences? That's what I'm doing. InfoWars is swinging for the fences. We're putting it all on the line, eye of the tiger focused, because we know there's no future if we don't turn this around. So financially support us. Spread the word about the broadcast to get the word out, but also fund the home base with the key products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of specials and sales going on the Nation Iodine, on water filters, on so much at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Defending my rights, my children's rights, your children's rights, 110% Americana. George Washington, John Wayne, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, all the way. You like the fruits of liberty, you like the fruits of tyranny. We've been going down the road of tyranny for a long time, and now we're rising up. Go ahead and turn that cheesy song up. Everybody knows they love it. Tried to wasted my time.
With the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times.
The globalists, ladies and gentlemen, want to enslave us. They want to take our passion. Don't trade your passion for glory. Passion is glory. Not selling out is destiny, is victory. Because tonight, my friends, if the globalists kill us, we don't dine in hell. We dine in heaven. This is America. This is the Republic. And the spirit of the Republic is rising in the face of the tyrants. Commit to it. Own it. Know it. See the enemy for who they are. We can take the country back. We can put these people in prison. We can reverse the tide of the kleptocracy and bring back the free market. We can bring back the justice. We can bring back everything that made the world love America before we fell to the New World Order. But you've got to find your will. You've got to make the decision for what you stand. As long as there is one last survivor that knows what liberty is, that fire can always spread and defeat the darkness that is the New World Order. Let's go to Woody in Chicago. Who is the best baloneyer in the world? Is it Carney, the press secretary? Is it Obama? Is it Baghdad Bob? Is it Kim Jong-un? Is it Bill Clinton? Is it Hillary? Who is it?
I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you? How dare you?
It has to be Bill Clinton. No, hands down. No question about it.
I don't know. He would lie about stuff. He would lie about stuff that couldn't be proven one way or another. Saying there's no drone program when it's public, that's bigger.
It goes all the way back to when he was running for president when he said, yeah, I tried marijuana, but I didn't inhale.
I mean,
with this guy, just whatever reality is, it's his figment of imagination. It has no bearing in truth.
No, you're right. You're right. All right, good points. Thank you for making that. All right, that's one vote for Bill Clinton. That is one for Bill Clinton. All right. Let's get one more in here. We're going to get a lot of them. Jeff in FEMA Region 6. I guess that's near Texas. I live in FEMA Region 6, formerly Texas, literally. Who do you think the greatest baloney master is?
Oh, the greatest baloney master has to be our president, because everything that comes out of his mouth is actually a lie. His nose must be 2 feet long. Look at all the drugs they're shipping in, and then they talk about, you never hear Obama talking about drug abuse or the war on drugs. It's always, how can he get the right amount of press to make him look better? And it's crazy how he's on all these talk shows. He's supposed to be the president of the United States. He's supposed to be a constitutional scholar, and all the guy's done is lie, lie, lie. Don't you agree with me?
Yes, but a lot of times they hire doctors to be hitmen because they're so good at killing people because they know how the body works. That's why they hired Obama, a constitutional scholar. He knows how to kill America. Does that make sense?
Yes, well, he's really into his drone program. Of course, you never hear anything on the news. International news, it just seems to be shut off in America, and that's why I left your show, because we actually get all the international news, in America.
Well, we got some of that coming up, brother. Thank you. We're going to come back in 1 minute. 800-259-9231. Shane, John, Tiffany, and others. No votes for Baghdad Bob? I mean, he's... Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
the place for free.